Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Lisa from Adventures in Agriculture, welcoming you back to the channel. And I am here again with Andrea Donnelly. Welcome, Andrea. How are you today?
Very well, thank you, Lisa. It's a great day. I want to thank you because we can introduce our assessment for the house and give some tips and tricks to the people to have a better life inside. I love to stay outside,
Oh.
but sometimes we have to work inside and we can improve.
This is actually very exciting to hear about this because I think the everything that you talk about on the health of the land and the health of what we live in is really critical to the human condition. And as we search for quality food, we need a quality environment of which to live, which changes everything fundamentally. So I love this. And I think as you explore things, you're learning different things. So Andrea, why don't you walk us through what you're identifying and what you're offering here to those who are interested in improving their quality of life in general?
Yeah, absolutely. So, of course, we need to eat good food, fresh food, have fantastic fresh water, and happy family, happy socializing. But we live in the house, and it's important to check certain parameters. And for instance, in this assessment, we monitor electrosmog, and we check the radioactivities in the house, the air quality and the geopathic stress, water quality, and sometimes we have feng shui project, and we want to map, analyze, identify, and solve. That's very important to solve the problem, and this is customized case by case. So we create a journey for our students in Italy. We have architects on board. We have house builders and also property owner or people that sell
Oh,
property.
putting the financial world in there too. I like that. Fantastic. Money is energy.
Yeah, because of course you sell a house or you buy a house for other reason, maybe you don't know there is an electrosmog or other stuff around, and the value of the house can change because the quality of the house, if we do the inspection before or even after, we can adjust it for our health. That's very important. So we did the first course recently with this team. This is the new team we have, and we do all the check. We do all the check. Electrosmog is very important. So if you have nearby electrical device like this, it's very dangerous. It's very dangerous. There are certain limits. There are regulation. So we check the low frequency, extreme low frequency. With our device, we check the intermediate frequency and we check the radio frequency to see if we are in the range and if we are in the regulation, but especially what is the effect of the people and the body.
Yeah. Well,
And
so,
this
well,
is,
can we go back to that? Because I think
yes,
what you're
sure.
showing over there is new information for a lot of people. The extremely low frequency is one of the very, very challenging things that has been facing human health right now. And it's something that not a lot of people know about. Can you just define what that is and the source of that frequency?
Yeah, we have different level of frequency like you see here, and these are the most dangerous because we don't see, we don't feel. And again, what is important is the level, but even the time we are exposed to this frequency. And this is not only big electric let's say transportation device like in the big let's say company, but it's even inside the house through the dishwasher machines, the cleaning machine, dry machine, all the machine, all the device, oven,
Wow.
microwave, etc. They emit a lot of this low frequency, And these are reducing a lot our immune system. They are impacting and they reduce our defense. So it's one of the measure we want to do. And we want to be sure that, for instance, your bed is not near an electro device, or you don't have electric cable behind your body. It's very, very important. Then we can measure the intermediate frequency, like computer, PC, monitor, and then we have the radio frequency. That's Wi-Fi stuff. So all these three are impacting our immune system.
Yeah. And I think that's really, really helpful to put that out there. As I listen to you, most people understand the radio frequency that we've been exposed to with the Wi-Fi and our phones, but we're not as familiar with this intermediate and then extremely low frequency. And what you were just saying is that a lot of our everyday household appliances are emitting these frequencies. So understanding that and then developing strategies to counter them, because every negative frequency has a counterbalancing, positive, neutralizing frequency that we can be using, which is really, really exciting, I think. I love what you're saying.
Then there are all the telecommunication outside. We know it's plenty of antennas. And this is a very strange showcase with a neon pipe directly grounded below a big transportation of electricity. There is a line, a power line, with a lot of volts. If you put in the ground the neon, it's like Tesla was introducing the in the earth. They are illuminating, and this is a proof that the energy is coming from the. And that was a showcase for electrosmog. The neon will be illuminated just because the electricity is going from the sky to the earth, and up there is a big power line. So, and again, mobile, you know, is now it's a festival of antennas everywhere.
Festival, very nicely said, Andrea. Festival.
And these ELF are impacting a lot the kids because they are more, let's say, they are not strong like us. And there is an impact on leukemia, very, very increasing because also this effect. So leukemia, it's growing in every place around the civilized cultures. You know, this is very clear. For kids 5 years old, the impact of a telephone near the hair, it's this big. You see the size of the yellow of the radiation in the brain, inside the brain. 10 years. It's reducing a little bit. When we are adult, it's less, of course. So we need to be very careful with kids, even ourselves, but with kids, no smartphone, no tablet. So we need to be...
That's a challenge, because that's the way our culture is. That's a real challenge, what you're talking about here. It does.
And effect will come later. Like I say, it depends the intensity, but even the time, the time you are exposed. If you are exposed every day, you have an effect. If you are exposed 1 minute per day, no problem, probably.
Right. No, it's very interesting we're bringing up.
Then another topic that we check is very important is the radioactivity. The radioactivity is coming through the soil, through the earth. Is available only in certain place, not everywhere, especially where we have volcanoes, ex-volcanoes area. This radon, gas radon, is coming up, And that's very dangerous. Very dangerous is the second reason of cancer in the lung. The first is the tobacco. The second is the gas radon. So we need to check if this is available. We need to do action to remove it. And we have the solution, of course, for every problem we find. We have a solution.
That's very good. In the U.S., it's required in certain regions to have a radon test before you purchase a home. Is that the same in Italy that you know of?
In Italy, we have a very clear map of the place. So all these are describing, these colors are describing the area where you have very high risk, moderate, or low. Like in Puglia, there is no radon typically. We check, we will check, because we want to check. I have the device. When I come, I put the device in place. And then if you have a house in Tuscany, this place, or in Sardinia, it will be more and more probably available. But we check, we measure. There are certain limits. And we have the solution again. We have the solution.
Okay.
So wow. Gas radon check and air quality inside, because we stay in the house like now. Okay, we are in the kitchen. We are in the office. We are especially when we stay a lot. The quality of the air should be good. We breathe continuously every day. We breathe a lot of volume, liters and liters of air, and the quality must be perfect. It must be better and better, because many times we have worse air inside than outside. Because we bring inside stuff like, for instance, the furnitures. We need to check the quality of the furnitures, because the furnitures, the wood, or the tiles and the glue that has been used to attach even the floor tiles or the parquet could influence our quality of the air. Okay, so we need to monitor the VOC, the volatile organic composite. We have some tool that check if you are okay or not, and then we can check bacteria, virus, we can check the subtile pulveri sutili, so all the micro PM25, PM10, and we can give a rate of the quality of the air, and that's very, very important because we breathe inside. And the pollution inside was growing and growing year after year. The reason why it was growing is because there have been used chemical stuff like in the clue of the our kitchen, our furnitures. So formaldehyde has been used, benzene, pentachlorferanol, multiple chemical stuff that release in the hair. Even with the humidity, especially in the kitchen, I make an evaluation in the kitchen, because with the humidity of the water, the floor or the wood can emit more volatile composite in the air. We can check oxide, ozone, and tobacco smoke. This is chemical stuff, but it's important to check and to filter, to take action. Then we can have physical, like natural fiber of our furniture. We can have electromagnetic device, radon, and then we have biological stuff like virus, bacteria, fungi. So it's important to stay in a safe environment for us when we are in.
You said something I think that's also very important, is that the materials that you use in your house need to be natural, like the materials you need to put on your body. We're now starting to realize the negative impacts of polyester, which is also a petroleum-based plastic product, those fibers on our body. And the same thing happens if you walk on rugs that are made of polyesters and non-natural fibers versus wools. And then, you know, what you're saying, certain ceramics or stones and natural things make a big difference. I think this is just highlighting the importance of whatever material you use that you come into contact with needs to be natural to support the body.
Absolutely, exactly. So especially in the kitchen, in the living room, in the sleeping room, because
everywhere.
Everywhere. The house should be natural as possible, okay?
I mean, the first thing, my daughter moved to Copenhagen and she's saying, oh, I've got these rugs. And my first question was, what's the material? She goes, well, I don't know. And I said, you need to look at the material. If the material is polyester, I don't like it. I don't care what it looks like. I don't like it. And she's like, okay.
Okay. If you want to do a simple test, you take this device, very cheap device, air quality detector. This is a 40 box device. Mm-hmm. You check the volatile composite, you check the presence of formaldehyde, you check the small powder, PM2.5, PM10, you check the CO2, and you have a rate here. It's good. It's good, or it's medium, it's bright, or it's dangerous. So very easy to read, very simple, and according to the result, you will take action.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is a funny experience I did. I have a salt lamp behind that is emitting negative ions. And I introduce this device that is a Igina Herim. It's a device with spirals. And just after 10 minutes, you see the ratio of the volatile.
Oh, wow.
A change, and the subtile powder decreased by 25% in less than 10 minutes, only with just this device.
Less than 10 minutes. Wow, that's very, very interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah. And we can do the same with Wi-Fi. We can do the same with other technique. This is just an example. The idea in the video is to explain, okay, guy, if you want, make a check, take this air quality detector, any detector, but control the VOC, control the PM2.5, PM, and the CO2.
Very nice. Very, very nice. Okay.
Yeah. And then we have all the geobiology. I don't want to go too in detail, but the water line, the telluric forces, and we can make a map, we can test the human in the different geopathic stress, and is important, like you mentioned, to use natural products, natural material, and the clue that we use is very, very important. If we use chemical stuff, but we have a fantastic ties or wood, but if we use a clue with a lot of chemical release, it's very bad. We need to use natural clue again to be in line with our health. Mm-hmm. So
this is so important as you're doing things, because I have someone making my kitchen and he's an artisan, and he was saying everything I do is just fit together and there's a natural glue that in there, but I could move every single piece out and replace it. And I think it's so different from the mass production of highly chemicalized things that we're doing. We have no idea how negative effect they've been having on our bodies, because we didn't know all the elements that were made up for that product. I think it's just so important what you're highlighting here. Thank you for this.
Yeah, you know, copper, plastic, iron, blah, blah, blah. So there are a lot of variables, but we need to be careful, especially in the new project. When we do a new project, we try to improve. And every material is emitting a spectrum signature, let's say. So every material has an emission, and this is affecting our health, huh? So you imagine if you select granite for the kitchen, or basalt or wood or terracotta, you have a different effect, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And right. Water, of course, water, it's part of our life, body, it's, we drink 90% of our sickness through water. This is Pasteur. So it's important that we drink the right water. Very, very important.
Yes, it is.
So there are a lot of fascinating analysis of the water that we have in the body. Very different. And so filtration, nitrates in the water and in the pipes. And chemical analysis, but we have also not only chemical, we have all the energetic parts in the water. We know we are working on that. And finally, in our team, we have some specialized guy in feng shui, wind and water. So we can do also analysis of the qi, analysis of the shape, we have fun with this, all this information. But the intention is to help people to improve their life in their house.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's really wonderful. And it just, even just talking about this gives them the awareness of how important is everything that you put into your home, everything that you touch. The things that you see and the things that you don't see, everything is a frequency that emits, and you interact with that frequency. I think that's great. So, Andrea, how do people get in touch with you about this, what you're doing?
Yeah, they can contact me through the email, through the website. Of course, we perform this in Italy at the moment. I can give advice online, a consultancy, but the best is to start in your place. It will be... We'll be happy to perform the analysis when the villa is finished. So even during the
improvement. I think as we do it, it's much better, so we can make those changes as we're producing it on a thing. Because you're right, and it's amazing. And I was saying this in the other video that we were doing, is that it's very important to work with those who are building your house with you. These concepts are not the way they work. And at first there is some resistance to it, but as you talk about it and you are clear about your intention of what you're trying to do, they step back and they're like, oh, that's interesting. And then not only are you doing it for yourself, you're passing along the concept, and then we're connecting you with more people to do these things. So we're all becoming, as a collective, healthier and healthier and aware of these things and saying, this is what we choose to buy. We don't need the cheap plastics anymore. Those plastics are killing us.
Agreed. So thank you, Lisa. I'm happy to come in March and to make a check, and then we go further.
Sounds wonderful. Well, thank you very much, everyone. I'm very excited to continue this project and the process of constantly evaluating our environments, how we interact with our environments, and how we are related to every material that we touch. So thank you for joining us in Adventures in Agriculture. This is Lisa. And Andrea, I thank you very much. Everybody, have a great day. Ciao.
Ciao.